is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
The drug shortages are now in the news again. They say it's a crisis, a huge crisis now. A lot of pharmaceuticals are running out of their medications that we as a population tend to rely on, and they're going to end out a lot of them by this, the end of this year. This was a piece recently stating your common drugs like antibiotics, penicillin, they are going to be totally out of stock in some cases before the end of the year, they said. Pfizer announced that several kinds of penicillin used to treat syphilis, strep throat, and other infections are no longer going to be available after the third quarter of 2023. That's September. They said the company anticipates running out of children's doses of syphilis and the drug Bicillin, LA, by the end of June, according to Pfizer. They posted that on their website Tuesday, and Food and Drug Administration posted on their site, too. Another drug class in short supply is your chemotherapy medicines. A recent survey found that they're less available, should be they say they're less available, but most treatment centers will tend to have some on hand. A temporary closure, they said, of drug manufacturing facilities in India has contributed to that loss of some of the chemotherapy drugs. Something about the plant's quality control. But I'm telling people, if you're on metabolic drugs for life, you're in big trouble, because if they're not available, what are you going to do? Now's the time to look at solutions for that before that happens. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to jump right on into this first topic, robots. We've been talking about the nanobots, the micro robots, and all these things over the last couple of years. But there's some research now out of Tufts University and Harvard University. They're reporting that their scientific engineers have been very successful in making these small micro robots that can replicate, of course. And science has created what they are calling the first living robot. Mm-hmm. And yes, it does contain artificial intelligence. So life-size robots will be coming outfitted with the same technology. Ooh. This is research. They're calling them Xenobots, and they're named after the African clawed frog. So in April 2023, Science Focus reported that the microbots now have artificial intelligence, which means these ever-learning microscopic robots can really outthink humans and also replicate. Ooh. All right, here's a quote from that article in Science Focus. They said, scientists are using living materials to make machines that some would regard as alive, and now they've started to replicate. So the media science fiction of the past, you know, kind of portrayed a lot of plastic synthetic robots that would fulfill commands like a servant. Now the future will answer the question, who will be serving who? So think about this. A living machine with parts from, let's say, Radio Shack, that is smarter than all the people of the planet combined. Such a creation will not be a servant for very long. And before you sign up for the latest model to do all your chores, you might want to consider the wisdom of Scripture in Revelation 13, where the beast was given a mouth to speak to deceive many, and they worshipped the beast. What if the beast is really artificial intelligence robot? Well, that's a question. Don't know if it is, but it's just, you know, something to think about. But really, science is pushing for their creation, which is artificial, to be alive, to be a living, breathing thing. So what science has done is discard the materials that would make robots look like a stormtrooper, and they're using soft tissue and living cells to create its body. So over the last 4 years, the University of Vermont at the Josh Bongard Lab, they are creating a robot that will be hard to distinguish from a human in the end when they're done. Yep, they are using frog cells as the living tissue, and therefore the living robots, in reality, are amphibians. Yeah. So why is science doing this? Well, here is one answer. This is from the University of Vermont. They said, if you make a robot, they said, out of metal and plastic, well, the pieces themselves have no intelligence. Yeah. They want this thing to be smart. And they go on to say, we're approaching robotics in a completely different way. We're building from components that are themselves fantastically intelligent machines. So science wants to build or create a new species that has living tissue and intelligence. It's going to be classified as a living entity and have, quote, real muscles to allow robots to move like humans. Think about that for a minute. So now, if you really want to get your creeper on, if you really want to be creeped out, they are also applying a special feature to their creation, and they have designed the feet of these robots like geckos, so the robots can climb vertically. So I guess they threw a little Spider-Man in there, right? And notice that the scientists are, you know, taking attributes from nature and applying them to their creation, their creature, if you will. Here is Victoria Webster Wood. She's a PhD biologic robot expert, Carnegie Mellon University. She says, this type of approach enables us to directly harness living materials from frog embryos with natural adaptability and no genetic tweaks required. End quote. Oh, it's tweaked, all right. You're taking God's creation and messing around with it. So using the living frog cells allows for the creation to move on its own, to replicate or birthing, if you will, and also create more predictable behaviors. They noticed herding and cooperation of these cells that they're creating. So isn't that weird, Frank? Because remember that movie with the, well, it was called iRobot, Will Smith, remember? Don't you remember those robots herded? They were all together, like, in a collective, you know? It's interesting that that was, how long ago was that movie? Ages ago, wasn't it? Was it at least 5 years, 10 years, maybe? So this has been on the drawing board a while. So with all this creating going on, science admits that they don't know how the frog cells know how to behave the way that they do. However, it is clear that medical science wants to use the microbots as a kind of sanitation crew to clear away dead tissues inside the body. So when they do the, you know, microscopic version, yeah. But they're going to have artificial intelligence too. So I suspect that science has really no idea what frog cells mixed with artificial intelligence will essentially do in the end. They're kind of, let's just see what happens. So here is how the scientists created their robot. This is Dr. Falk Tuber, PhD, Biotechnology, University of Friedberg, Germany. He says, to make a xenobot, you start with a virtual petri dish on a computer with artificial intelligence that evolves the frog cells, based on their shape and have them perform some tasks. And it is the artificial intelligence that is the real masterpiece in this design. Without artificial intelligence, it would take weeks or months to test cell configurations, he says. End of quote. It's the artificial intelligence that's the masterpiece here. Now, Douglas Blackston, he's a PhD at Tufts University, Weiss Institute, he says this is profound research. These cells have the genome of a frog, but freed from their becoming a tadpole, and they use their collective intelligence and plasticity to do something astounding. End of quote. Yeah, take a tadpole and make an artificial intelligence robot. Who would have thought?
Sam Kriegman, he's a Tufts University Weiss Institute PhD. He goes, these are frog cells replicating in a way that is very different from how frogs do it. We are stunned. No animal or plant known to science replicates in this way. Well, in my day, we call that a freak of nature. So this type of research is also scheduled to be used in designing personal organs for transplantation in the future, and also the possibility that science wants to use this technology to rebuild ecosystems. So this has a likelihood of being used in regenerative medicine in a way the gene editing has not accomplished. So this research did get published in the November 2021 proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So what you have is they're recreating creation, and this is what we're witnessing with science, within science, is they're recreating existing creations God made and then creating new ones, hybrids, if you will. And science is experimenting with everyone's future when they do this, especially with artificial intelligence in the mix. So among the triumphs, they're going to reap disaster. So artificial intelligence is gaining intelligence by the hour and will become more powerful than any atomic bomb. Think of an army of these robots, Frank. Yeah, probably, you know, the $6 million man, the bionic man, if you will. Stronger, faster, more intelligent, can see further, hear long distances, you know, the whole thing. It's like a Marvel comic. They're bringing to life, really. That's what it looks like. So we are encouraged, though, in God's word, to trust him and to stand fast for what is sound judgment, what's truth, and what's righteousness. And so we're also encouraged to use medicinal medicines for health and well-being. So God can't lie, so we can trust in his word. Now, your herbal medicines can strengthen the body, cleanse it, and also enhance functions, can help the immune system function well. So if you want to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free product catalog, and be empowered. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check their website out, thepowerherbs.com. Now, they are on a Father's Day sale still, but it ends Wednesday, the 21st, tomorrow. So if you want to save 25% on orders of $55 or more, now is the opportune moment. Use coupon code DAD23 if you're using it online, over the phone, or on your order form. But you want to hurry. It does end, and restrictions do apply. So tap into the Father's Day sale and get what you need. You know, start stocking up. People are investigating options, and that's a good thing. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, ha, ha, ha. Remember, I love sci-fi, and I've already seen the movie. Well, you know, Star Trek, you know, the TV show, William Shatner, that communicator, that flip phone he had. Think about that. Back in the, what was that, the 60s and 70s that show was on? And he had a flip phone. And here we are today with flip phones and smartphones. So, yeah. So artificial intelligence. It's not a stretch. Not really. If you see sci-fi movies, a lot of the stuff is becoming a reality. All right. So we had a few minutes before we got to go to a break. So we are going to talk about your immune system and give it a test. See how great it is. Because, you know, with the age of pandemics, and we're being promised there's going to be another one, we want to make sure we're ready as can be. Now, a lot of people say, well, is there a way to test my immune system to see how strong it is? Well, it is important to know the strength of the immune system. And most people would not give this really a second thought, relying on, you know, antibiotics and vaccines and so forth to protect them from supposedly deadly disease. But the health of your immune system is the bedrock of your life. Not only would you want to keep it strong, you also want to protect it from being destroyed. So we're going to take a look at how you can tell how strong your immune system is and how you can avoid some of the things that may sabotage your immunity. So how active are your immune system cells? That's a question. Research team at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philly, they said they have developed a test to see how active immune system cells are. So they call the test the K-flux, and we're told that it can test a variety of immune system cells. Now, according to their microbiologist, Dr. Yuri Sovalkev, this test may help scientists determine how people will respond to specific pathogens. Here is Dr. Yuri saying the test could help determine who might respond to illness with a sneeze and who might respond to anaphylactic shock, end quote. Interesting. So these CalFlex tests is not the first immune system test science has come up with. However, the CalFlex test requires less time to get results. And we're told that the other tests would take maybe several days for results. And we're not as broad spectrum in testing as this new test is, which produces results in supposedly minutes. So the test looks for immune cells that identify diseases and target the disease and also responds to kill the target. So your immune system cells use calcium. And in this test, it uses the calcium trigger to track your cells. Now, the cells with calcium will glow green. And the more calcium that flows through the cell, the brighter the color. So the color spikes when the cell engages its target. And weaker immune system cells have a weaker color and a weaker glow to them, and they don't emit a spike. So with the test, it's possible to track the number and type of immune system cells your system is using to remove, let's say, a particular threat or pathogen. It also tracks the speed in which the immune system is able to neutralize the pathogen. The science plans to use this test to help develop vaccines, immune system therapies for cancer, and also studying other diseases. So if you haven't figured it out yet, the name CalFlex is short for Calcium Illuminate Flux Test. So the research at CalFlex was published at in the October 2016 Journal of Nature Communications. So interesting test. I don't think I've heard much from the news about that test. I don't think anybody was using it during COVID. I didn't hear anybody using it. So let's look at, there was this abstract review. This was data on the CalFlex test. And the research suggested the test could be used to detect levels of toxic mechanisms. So this could be used, let's say, to screen various samples or even air, if you will, to determine biological responses to different mixes of chemical components like chemical warfare, biologics, and stuff. So this would be a way to use CalFlex as a bioanalytical technique and assess overall toxic strength. So it could deliver rapid, inexpensive, accurate data on exposure levels, offering detection, standard limits, and above limits reference points on pathogens or chemicals. So it could offer results on a cumulative and even low exposure levels of hazardous air pollutants or chemicals. So the EPA and the military are very interested in utilizing this technology, and the test can also be used as a screening tool for health and life insurance agencies to determine life expectancy. Oh. So this test could report on the level of toxins and your gene activity. And since the test is extremely sensitive, it could replace the older test and reduce the cost of expensive analysis. So what could all this mean? Well, if you live and work in a place that has more air pollution, it could produce results indicating a lower score on your overall health record. well, your life insurance rate would probably go up, and so would your insurance premium. So as technology like this invades our culture, it could produce limitations on those with weak immune system function, indicating high toxic readings and abnormal gene activity. So just think what the future breathalyzer may report about your health. Yeah. Well, it's kind of getting freaky out there. Now, the Cowflick test could be supplying science with the knowledge of how genes react to pathogens. And I would give them, it would give them actually information on which genes are more resistant to toxins and which ones are not. So with the ability for science to edit genes, this knowledge on the immune system could build data on how science can modify human genes and alter the immune system. Ooh. Oh, and your immunity is important. The whole point of the Cowflex test was to understand the immune system better, to diagnose patients more efficiently, and to limit the toxic treatment. So it may very well be used for that, but on the other applications, kind of questionable in the area of gene manipulation and the use for biowarfare stuff. So here is what we do know about negative effects of immune system. Sugar, you're eating sugar, negatively impacts immunity. One candy bar can shut your immune system off for 8 hours. So think about that during the holidays when we got cold and flu. People eating lots of sugar. How about alcohol, which converts to sugar? And tobacco use also tamps down your immune system. Sleep deprivation, big hit to the immunity. So make sure you're getting sleep. Malnutrition, eat well. And also a lack of nutrients like calcium. Calcium is that flow switch that activates the immune system to engage it. So if you don't have calcium, that's not happening. And also if you're taking lots of drugs and vaccines, they can impact on a negative way the immunity. Well, we're going to take a little break. We got more on the other side, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I'm a pretty senorita waiting for me.
Well, thank you, Frank. Well, that's taking us back. Appreciate it. All right, we're talking about how strong is your immune system and testing. Let's test, test, test. Well, let's talk about cold and flus, fevers. That's a really good indicator how your immune system's working, because in the old days, doctors could tell you if you had a healthy and strong immune system by how long it took you to get over the common cold or a flu bug. So if it took longer than 2 to 3 days, your immune system, in their opinion, needed help. Now, some of the old country doctors actually had some knowledge of nutrition based on observation and experience. But today we have over-the-counter drugs, and people take them in order to get over being sick. And these drugs, though, can prolong the duration of an illness because they interfere with the operation of the immune system. One particular over-the-counter drug is your aspirin product. So it interferes with blood platelets, especially the white blood cells, which is your immune system cells. What it does is it disables their normal function. In other words, it thins the blood and also blocks the fever. So the fever mechanism indicates that the immune system is operating. A fever actually means your immune system has manufactured and launched your white blood cell antibodies in order to neutralize your pathogen, what's making you sick. So people started taking aspirin to reduce pain, but they're also told to take it to lower their fever and avoid a seizure. So according to WebMD.com, fever or febrile seizures can occur maybe 2% of children. And if there is a very rapid onset of fever of 102 degrees, if the seizure does occur, it states it's not harmful and it causes no neurological problems. Well, also, it's so rare. And usually if you're going to have a febrile seizure, usually happens with head trauma patients. Or people that have had a bad reaction to a vaccination. Let's look at assessments here, because most of us get a fever if we come down with a cold or flu. And I have observed that by taking aspirin for the aches and pains of flu symptoms, it also lowers the fever for several hours. And this also guarantees I'm going to stay sicker longer with the flu pathogen for about 5 to 7 days. So instead of using aspirin, I'll use warm baths to help lift the achy pain feeling, and perhaps, you know, use some herbs there to speed along the immune system response, so shortens the duration of my illness. Typically, if I stick to that approach and I get lots of rest, you know, I'm not trying to work, I'm over the flu in a couple of days. So although these herbs, you know, tend to it helps the immune system manufacture more antibodies, macrophages. This is how efficiently it can speed things along for you. The secret to working with fevers, basically, is to keep hydrating. Drink fluids, and preferably with no caffeine in them. So water, juices, herbal teas is fine. So this keeps the fever wet, and you typically don't have a problem with the febrile seizures. So that's kind of the technique from the old docs out there, the country doctors and also the naturopaths and herbalists. So I look at a fever like a self-cleaning oven, if you will. You shut the door, you lock it, you turn on the self-cleaning feature, and it gets really hot in there, and it burns all the crud off into nice ash, and you wipe out the oven nice and clean. So that's kind of like what the fever does. Helps build the antibodies to clean the system of the pathogen. So interfere with that whole system and you're going to be sicker longer. So lowering fever equals shutting off the immune system basically for several hours. So power through a couple of days, several baths a day to lift those achy flu fever feelings, and drink lots of hydrating. One of my favorite herbs for, you know, colds and flus is echinacea and astragalus root, maybe some ginseng. Those are kind of my go-to herbs. Garlic is another one. A lot of your immune system formulas today will have echinacea and garlic together, which is great. So American ginseng also helps give cells stamina. So they used to give it to people in the 1700s, 1800s. Remember when they would get sick, Frank? And they had fireplaces in every bedroom because, you know, people getting a sneeze or a cold would kind of get, you know, put the fear in everybody. So people would rest for like 4 weeks if they got a cold or a sniffle. They were to rest in bed, get lots of warm teas, stay near the fire, and they gave them ginseng because it if you run a long convalescence like that, it gave the system stamina. All right, so here's some research here. I'm talking about this for a second. A lot of people think they can improve their immunity by getting more vaccinations. Well, if they took the time to do some research, they would find out that the medical science really doesn't understand enough about the human immune system. And a lot of the scientific research on vaccines hasn't really been favorable, and a lot of it's been made up. So medical doctors who have exposed these truths have been actually attacked and even discredited. But I've done some reports on this, on the topic, and I encourage people to do their own, you know, research and homework, educate yourselves and your family members on it. So the internet can actually tell you a lot about these research reports on vaccines and things if you just take the time to look at it. So the question is, do we need a scientific test to determine our immune system health or not? So what we do to our bodies with our diets, with drugs, vaccines, can actually certainly affect the immune system in a negative way and even make it, it can create a malfunction, if you will. So the human body responds to nutrition in order to recover. So I like to use a lot of organic whole foods and supplements, whole food supplements, because the chemistry is balanced in those. And I put a lot of trust in the nutritional combination God has actually created in things. So I have found a super, well, superior, gentler way to work with the system and boost it. A lot of times your nutrition can infuse some fast-acting actions of the immune system. If you get a lot of organic, non-animal forms of calcium, that could help sometimes. Also, it provides minerals and vitamins the body needs to function on. So when you use a whole food supplement, for instance, it's going to carry a lot of the buffer alkaloids and mineral uptake nutrition the body requires to metabolize that nutrition properly. So if you're using synthetic supplements, they're kind of made from toxic petrochemicals, and they don't have that uptake mineral. And when you supply the right nutrition, you can also bring the immune system up to its normal function, because a lot of times if we're taking antibiotics, which suppress immunity, if we're taking vaccines, which suppress immunity, when you're talking about immune boosting, we're actually talking about bringing the immune system back up to normal function. So there are a lot of herbs that help support the immune system. I encourage people to, you know, learn what they are. So the research on your CalFlux test reveals your immune system cells use calcium. Animal calcium is not the same as plant-based calcium, and lots of research out there has showed us that the body prefers the plant-based calcium because it has the boron and magnesium for the uptake of the calcium. And the body likes it in a certain ratio of 2-to-1, so your natural plants have that. Your animal calcium does not. So take it from the Lord. He knows what he's doing with his chemistry. A lot of your calcium supplements can be made out of cow bone, seashells, dolomite, which is rocks. And you want to be careful, because if you're using like a calcium with a vitamin D mixed in, which is fat soluble, you can get into a real problem there. Some people, you know, store the vitamin D, and then you can get things out of balance. So do your homework on that, so people can come down with a lot of issues, especially if you have an existing problem, let's say in the, the glandular, the thyroid area, the adrenal gland area, those kind of things. So do some homework on that before you launch into that. So if you're looking for some time-proven, I guess, formulas, because the folks at Apothecary Herbs make the same formulas Dr. John Christopher made, and he's the founder of the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah, and all the students that go to that school learn those formulas, which he had a clinic for 60 years before he opened the school. A lot of testing there. So, and all the students are making those formulas, and I'm one of those students, so there's quite a track record behind that. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have echinacea formulas, astragalus root, ginsengs, and a whole lot more. And they have pandemic kits, too, if you want to stock them. And be empowered. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, their Father's Day sale ends tomorrow, so you can save up to 25% on your orders there. And details are online. All right. We're going to talk about IQ for a little bit before our hour ends. This is some research out of Denmark, Australia, and the UK. They were looking at the intelligence of the human race. They wanted to ask and answer the question, is it regressing? So the reports are saying that although technology may be getting smarter, man may not be. So where is science getting that information? Well, some of the information is coming from military research, and regardless of the nation involved, the military will have recruits take a lot of intelligence tests. According to Denmark's military, they have like 30,000 annual recruits, and only a few thousand actually pass the IQ test exam that they've been using since the 1950s. 1950s, Frank. Huh. So the U.S. Army uses an IQ test also. They call it a general classification test. It's been used since 1954. The Department of Defense has 6 out of 10 recruits become enlisted and have an average IQ of 105. So, has the human race reached its intelligence peak? Well, let's check it out. The research out of the UK is pointing to the overall drop in IQ of 1.5 points since 1998. Scientists at University of Amsterdam say the folks in the West have lowered their IQ 14 points. There's a similar finding in Denmark and Australia that was published in the New Scientist. So when did the downhill slide of man's IQ start? Well, the data is showing IQs were on the rise for about 3 points between the 1930s up to the 1980s. Scientists in New Zealand think its increase was because of the invention of refrigeration and freezing and providing the nutritional benefits of your fruits and vegetables. Improvements to the educational system was also thrown out there. So could the ups and downs of IQ scores be a national occurrence and not an indicator that mankind is, you know, destined to return to caveman status? Well, apparently the scientific community thinks our IQ is not going through a cycle or leveling off, but it's in a decline. Now, could it be all the heavy metals, the vaccines, the amalgam of fillings, could be affecting our brain development and intelligence? Well, has anyone actually checked the correlations between vaccines and IQs? Well, most people would be dumbfounded to discover that the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health have documents stating that mercury exposure negatively affects our intelligence, especially in children. Their report states, quote, neither children nor adults should have any mercury in their bodies because it provides no physiological benefit, end of quote. So they go on to say that mercury in small amounts is poisonous to the human brain and is an immune toxin. So poison to the immune system in addition to your brain. So we have mercury in metallic forms, organic forms, medicinal forms. So the medicinal form is injected directly into the bloodstream through a vaccination. And for the record, the thermosol, the mercury, is 49.6% mercury used in vaccines since the 1930s, and it's considered an organic mercury compound and is destructive towards amino acids, which are the building blocks of our body. So if you are not being loaded up with mercury through your vaccine, so we are getting more of it at the dentist's office. So dental amalgam and fillings are 50% mercury, and however, we're told that the mercury that we get from healthcare is not dangerous. So then, why is it considered a dangerous contaminant when we're, you know, cremated, and the mercury is said to pollute the air? Well, pregnant women are cautioned about eating too much seafood that could expose them to mercury, but they are encouraged to get a flu vaccine full of mercury. Babies are vaccinated the day of birth, right? Yep. Hepatitis. Get the hepatitis shot. And this is according to medical reports that are detrimental. That medical reports say And vaccinating a newborn is detrimental to their brain. So the mercury in the vaccine attacks the central nervous system and the formation of neural cells in the developing brain. So this is a permanent brain damage through a syringe. And modern medicine knows this and has known this, and it continues to promote this vaccine weapon as safe. It's necessary, they say, and it's required. So if a teacher drops and breaks a thermometer and mercury spills out all over the classroom, that's considered hazardous, has to be neutralized. Therefore, it is completely ludicrous to shove a needle full of vaccine into a child's arm or pound it into someone's teeth. It is obvious that the mercury metal treatments also cause madness. People lose their minds from some of this stuff. This is well, people say, well, it's just a coincidence. But the more vaccines that were being used, and we're seeing effects in women and children, and also women are told, you know, don't breastfeed. Don't give the baby any of your antibodies. That's become a widely global thing since the 70s. So do we see maybe a strategy here, deliberate maybe sabotage of intelligence of mankind? Well, that's a good question. And then there's your fluoride. Mandatory to put fluoridation in the water system as a, some sort of medical treatment against cavities, you know, dental health. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has revised their recommendations for fluoride water in 2 milligrams per liter to 0.7 milligrams per liter. So Professor Aaron Aftek, he's a pathologist at Israel's Health Ministry, he's director general there, they actually have banned all water fluoridation due to recent scientific research reveals that your fluoride is the same class of chemicals known as a neurotoxin and is highly dangerous to the human brain. Yeah. Dangerous to the human brain. And I believe that. So we have to wonder how much of this mutation has gone on due to heavy metals in the treatments they're giving people. So a lot of these reports from scientists would have us believe that eventually we'll have a bunch of simple-minded Forrest Gumps running around. But, of course, the researchers are saying it isn't a total loss, and this is a downward spiral. It can be reversed, and they suggest better education to turn this IQ nightmare around and make it a temporary setback. Well, the government-run public schools aren't going to let you do that because you got to have vaccines in our school. Unless, of course, you homeschool. So also your genetic scientists, they jumped onto this debate as well regarding the state of the IQ decline. They say it's based on genes. Yeah. They suggest that smart people are having fewer children, and this leaves the dumb people like Forrest Gump. They're replicating, making too many babies. I don't buy that. So according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, if you remember her, she was on my show about 10 years ago. She's retired now. She said vaccines do change your DNA and your genetic code. So you're getting a little help from science there. There comes this saturation point with this kind of medical intervention, and we're kind of witnessing it. The more vaccines they're pumping in year after year into these kids, you know, because okay, a generation ago, you may have gotten 6 vaccines, and now the kids are getting, what, 50? So the heavy metals in your vaccines affect your immune system, your memory, and your learning cortex of the brain, and it could be very likely that your medicine that you're getting through your vaccines and other medical treatments is lowering the bar for the masses to reach their intellectual potential. Other scientists like Gerald Crabtree, professor of pathology at Stanford, says that when men started the urban lifestyle, this is when the gene pool got altered, he said. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think if we think fast, we can kind of sum it up with the intervention of heavy metals in medical treatment. Yeah, I think that's a big chunk of it. Add pesticides, pollutants, and other things. You can see why, you know, the whole human body may be struggling a little bit. Research at the University of Brussels in Belgium report that man's reaction time has slowed since the Victorian time. So I had no idea that folks 177 years ago underwent tests to score their reaction time, but they did. So apparently if you had a fast comeback or a quick wit, you had a fast reaction time. But funny people, they say, may be smarter, apparently. But I wasn't able to find any scientific studies that would support that. But a Harvard University study found that if you have a sense of humor, it tends to correlate with common sense and intellect, you know, intelligence. So common sense is another way of saying you have problem-solving capabilities which do not require for you to have any initials after your name. So this study also found that sense of humor and narcissism equal a negative correlation. So you can't laugh at yourself. You're not very funny. But personality traits do correlate, they say, with intelligence. So there's the whole, you know, psychobabble getting into the mix here. And you guys remember Dr. Phil. He overuses that, you know, paddle your own canoe thing. Well, it's an acronym for CANOE, which stands for consciousness, agreeable, neurotic, open, and extroverted. So a lot of psychologists say you're a person with 170 IQ can do a calculation a mile long in their head, but can't build a sandwich. All right, so think about nutrition, help the body, cleanse the nerves. That's a big thing. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in. You'll be amazed what your body can do. God designed it to do that. I'm out of time. Don't forget the Father's Day sale at Apothecary Herbs runs through tomorrow. So tomorrow's the last day. Save 25% off orders of $55 or more. Use coupon code DAD23 and save. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.